If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
After you've waded through the Donald Trump hysterics, you might consider the San Bernardino massacre and what's being done to prevent another one. The police in Bernardino are protecting residents and keeping them informed. The pastors are preaching peace and calming fears. Public officials are providing social services. Agents of the FBI are connecting the killers to ISIS and looking for terror cells, while in Washington, the Congress is debating the war on terror. The Senate has called for a vote, up or down, yes or no, on a new federal law that would prevent a suspected terrorist, anyone on the FBI's no-fly terrorist list, from buying a deadly weapon like those automatic rifles used in Bernardino, and a law that would require more vigorous background checks before a deadly weapon can be sold. The senators voted both those laws down because, they say, to prevent even a suspected terrorist from buying an assault rifle would be unconstitutional, an infringement of his or her right to bear arms. And they say, because it's un-American to make an American wait for a background check before buying an assault rifle. Those votes were last week. This week, the senators are packing up to leave Washington on yet another $7,000 two-week paid vacation. Oh, they may as well. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.